May all ears, may all who have ears can hear.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. 好，下面把时间交给主弟兄。
Give the time to our brother Freedom.
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以在一起在主面前，在思考寻求，他话语给我们的带领。
Thank the Lord that once again we can meditate and also seek before the Lord about His leading of the words.
我们在读圣经以前，先在一点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayer before we read the scripture.
天父，我们感谢赞美归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
借着你的爱子所成就的救赎，可以使我们坦然无惧来到你面前。
Through the redemption, your beloved Son that have been completed, we can come before you boldly without fear.
我们救主耶稣在地上的时候，告诉门徒说
，When our Savior Lord Jesus was on earth, he has told his disciples.
离了我，你们就不能做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我们也实在觉得真的是离了我们的主，我们就什么都不能做。
We truly know that apart from our Lord, that we can do nothing.
我们真是无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Without any other dependence, we wait before you.
因为话语是你赐给的。
For you are the one who gives the words.
话语也必须你重新再从宝座供应和点火起来。
And also you have freshly again provide the words and also make them living.
我们求你是给说话的、翻译的、听话的。
Do pray that you provide to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
在今天这个时候，在你面前，在你的旨意里面，我们所需要听到的话，求你丰丰富富的倾倒给我们。
So that you can abundantly pour down the words that we need to hear before you, before your throne.
求你借着智慧和启示的灵，一面开启我们，一面带领我们进入一切的真理。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, on the one hand opens us, and on the other hand guide us into all truths.
愿你得到荣耀，仇敌败溃蒙羞，愿你的儿女得到实实在在的建造。
May you receive all the glory, and enemy be put to shame, and your children be edified.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们还是读几处的圣经。
Let us read places of scripture.
启示录二十二章。
Book of Revelation, chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say come, and let him that hears say come, and let him that is a thirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿们，主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He that testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
再请看十九章，启示录十九章第九节。
And please look at Revelation chapter 19, verse 9.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚筵的，有福了。又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And he says unto me, Write, Blessed are they which called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he says unto me, These are the true sayings of God.
我们再看马太福音二十五章。
And let's look at Book of Matthew, chapter 25.
第一章到第十三，第一节到第十三节。
From verse 1 through 13.
那时天国好比是个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom comes, go you out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们，因为我们的灯要灭了。
And the foolish say unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
But the wise answer, saying, Not so, let there not be enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了，说，主啊，主啊，给我们开门。
Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us.
他却回答说，我实在告诉你们，我不认识你们。
But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not.
所以你们要警醒，因为那日子，那时辰，你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
这段圣经我们看过好几次。
We have been looking at the scripture a few times already.
这段圣经就讲了童女要去迎接新娘。
And here it talks about the virgins will welcome the bridegroom.
我在读这段圣经，特别被主提醒。
When I read the scripture here, I'm being reminded by the Lord.
他说拿着灯，我们中文翻译是拿着灯，就是在第一节。
In verse 1 it says, took their lamps.
拿这个字是接受的意思。
The word took, take means to receive.
灯一般代表见证，我们的见证是从主那里接受过来的。
Lamp usually represent testimony. Our testimony is received from the Lord.
然后出去迎接新郎。
To go out to meet the bridegroom.
弟兄姊妹想一想。
Let's think about it.
出去迎接新郎是等主耶稣来的时候我们才出去，还是我们现在正在一个出去的过程中？
So when to go forth to meet the bridegroom doesn't mean that we don't go out until Lord Jesus comes or we are in the process of going to meet him now.
这跟我们的生活有很大的关系。
It has a lot to do with our life.
因为这些童女是睡了，就是已经去世了。
For those virgins slept, that means they passed away already.
然后等他醒来的时候呢，五个是聪明的，五个是愚拙的。
And when they wake up, 5 of them are wise and 5 are foolish.
五个可以进去，五个没有进去。
5 could enter in, 5 did not.
那为什么五个可以进去，五个没有进去？
So why was it that 5 could enter and 5 did not?
这个出去是之前呢，还是之后呢？
So this go forth, is it before he comes or after?
所以这个是跟我们每一个信主都有关系的。
So it has to do with each one of us saved by grace.
不管你是信主很久很久的。
So it's whether that you have already believed him for such a long time.
目前我知道最久的是江守道。
I know, up to till now, the longest one who has believed the Lord is Brother Kong. 我没记错的话，
他是17岁信主，现在100岁。
He has believed the Lord since he was 17 years old and now he's 100 years old.
我们弟兄给我们一个感觉，就是他一直在往主那里去。
Our brother gives us a feeling that he's always going toward the Lord.
不是最近才往主那，他一直都是一直在往主那里去。
He's not just going toward the Lord recently, but he has been doing that.
所以这里边过程讲说要预备油。
So this process is to be prepared.
预备油这个字呢，预备这个字是接受的那个字。
To prepare the oil, to prepare means to receive.
所以怎么预备油呢？
So how shall we prepare the oil?
是接受从主给的油。
To receive the oil from the Lord.
所以对我们来讲，预备油不困难。
So to us, it's not hard to prepare the oil.
关键你接受不接受。
It has to do whether you receive it or not.
因为这个字是接受。
Because this word means to receive.
所以如果我们不接受呢，就是不预备。
So if we do not receive it, means we are not being prepared.
所以我们如果接受呢，你自然就预备。
Therefore, if we receive it and very naturally you are being prepared.
所以圣经讲说我们要被圣灵充满。
So the Bible says that we shall be filled by the Holy Spirit.
就是预备油。
That is prepare the oil.
要接受油。
To receive the oil.
要天天时时的被圣灵充满。
Daily, every moment being filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以这个预备油是我们在没有离开这个世界前，主还没来以前，我们是一直要不断的在预备中。
So to prepare the oil, we have to always preparing before the Lord comes and before we leave this world.
因为也许我们没有什么大问题，但是就觉得油不够了。
It might be that we don't have much issues, but we always feel that oil is not enough.
那如果有问题呢，那更需要赶快把问题解决。
But if there are some problems, then we shall resolve the problems quickly.
因为油是装在器皿里面。
Because the oil is in the vessel.
如果这个器皿只有一点点漏洞。
If there's a little leak of the vessel.
油是一定存不住的。
Then the oil cannot be contained.
所以如果我们这个器皿有问题。
So if us, the vessel has problem.
我们的预备油就有问题。
Then our preparation of the oil will have problem.
这个圣灵充满我们了，一下就漏光了。圣灵充满我们，一下就漏光了。
When the Holy Spirit fills us and it will immediately leak.
但是呢，如果这个器皿没有问题呢？
But if there's no problem with the vessel.
还是要不断的被圣灵充满。
Still, we need to be continuously be filled by the Holy Spirit.
很稀奇。
Very amazingly.
我们这个器皿是可以扩大的。
As this vessel can be enlarged.
我们不是像这个固定的那个器皿。
It's not like an earthen vessel. It's
所以我们的身量是可以扩大的。
So our capacity can be enlarged.
所以身量扩大，你就需要油更多。
So when our capacity is being enlarged, then we need even more oil.
所以需要主帮助我们。
We need the Lord to help us.
希望被圣灵充满是天天的事情。
So hope that being filled by the Holy Spirit is a daily thing.
不是一辈子只有一次。
It's not just once in our lifetime.
如果一辈子只有一次的话，我们在主面前一定可能像那五个童女说，油不够了。
If it's just once in our lifetime, then we will be like those five foolish virgins saying that we don't have enough oil.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
使我们在这件事情上得注意。
So we can pay attention to this.
那圣灵充满我们干什么？
So what's the purpose for the Holy Spirit to fill us?
只是感觉很好吗？
Just for some good feelings?
只是做一点别人觉得很稀奇的事情吗？
Or doing something that amazes other people?
或者圣灵充满我们，让我们就啊又有神迹奇事就够了吗？
Or is it enough when the Holy Spirit fills us, then there are just miracles?
好，我们再读一段圣经。
Then let's read other place of scripture.
约翰福音。
Book of John,
16章
Chapter 16,
12到14节
From verse 12 to 14.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了。
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为明白原文作进入。因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
Howbeit then, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you.
这里十二节说， 主还有好多事情要告诉门徒。
Here, verse 12 says that the Lord still has many things to tell the disciples.
但是主说你们现在担当不了。
But Lord says that you cannot bear them now.
也就是说，不管我们得救多久。
That means regardless of how long you have been saved.
我们是有限的。
We are limited.
主耶稣是无限的。
And our Lord Jesus is unlimited.
我们太容易担当不起。
It's so easy for us not able to bear them.
因为主有很多要告诉我们。
Because Lord has so much to tell us.
他有很多要带我们进入实际。
And he has so much that he would like to guide us into truth.
他知道我们，不管我们比别人强多少，但是还是有限的。
He knows that whether or not we are much better than others, but we are still limited.
担当不了。
We cannot bear.
但担当不了怎么办呢
？So what shall we do if we cannot bear?
啊。才圣灵来
Therefore he sent the Holy Spirit
住在我们里面
to dwell within us
引导我们进入一切的真理
to guide us into all truths
中文是翻译是明白
The Chinese translation is to understand
原文是进入
The original text is to enter in
所以圣灵在我们身上的工作很奇妙
So it's amazing how the work of Holy Spirit is on us
有的时候是我们明白以后带我们进入
Sometimes it's that after we understand, then it guides us to enter in.
有的时候是在我们明白以前带我们进入。
Sometimes it guides us to enter in before we understand.
那对于我们来讲话，我们就是能不能够跟随他变成关键。
So it's very critical for us whether we can follow it.
但是圣灵的工作就是要把我们带进入真理的实际里面。
But the work of the Holy Spirit is to guide us into the truth.
他说圣灵不是凭自己说的。
It says that the Spirit does not, say things by itself.
圣灵没有自己的主见。
It has no its own opinions.
圣灵所有的一切都是出于我们宝贵的主。
Everything of the Holy Spirit is coming from our precious Lord.
所以呢，他呢，不说他自己的话。
Therefore, he does not say his own words.
他把主所要告诉我们的告诉我们。
He show us what the Lord would like to tell us.
我读这段话哈，我实在觉得非常宝贵。
I feel it's so precious when I read this.
因为我是记忆力不好的人。
Because I'm not with good memory.
虽然我现在还是记得不少东西。
Even though I still able to memorize many things.
我真的知道我自己记忆力不好。
But I really know that I don't have good memory.
所以呢，常常发生一个情况呢，需要记得的时候都不记得。
So it often happens that whatever I need to remember, I don't.
所以如果我忘记你的名字，请你原谅我。
Therefore, please forgive me if I forget your name.
我没那么好的记忆力。
Because I really have poor memory.
我不是因为老没记忆力，我是因为我从小就是这样。
It's not that because I'm getting older, therefore I have poor memory. I've been like this since I was young.
所以我常常看一个人，哇。很熟很熟脸很熟但是对不起名字记不起来
So it's very often I see such familiar face but I don't remember their names
所以麻烦你不厌其烦地告诉我你叫什么名字
So therefore please always remind me your name
这样子我们我就比较不容易搞错
So then it's I won't make mistakes
但是我读了这一段话很受鼓励
But it's such an encouraging words to me
我不记得没关系
It's okay if I don't remember
主耶稣记得
Lord Jesus remembers.
主耶稣觉得很重要的，他一定借着圣灵会告诉我。
Whatever Lord thinks is important, He will tell us through the Holy Spirit.
所以叫我们跟随主呢，不是凭着记忆力。
So we follow the Lord not based on our memory.
我们跟随主呢，需要学会让圣灵带领我们。
To follow the Lord, we need to learn to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
这是每一个信主的人必须学的功课。
That is a must learning lesson by each one of us who believe the Lord.
啊，我们这里有好多小朋友，对不对
？We have so many children.
是不是每个小朋友，你一开始讲说要这样要那样，他就完全照你了
？Is it that all of the children can just follow whatever you say?
啊，你跟小朋友多相处一点，你就知道。
You will just know, after you interact with them.
你有东西吸引他的时候，可能。你跟他要求什么稍微容易一点
They might obey what you say if there are some things attract them
但你没有任何东西吸引他的时候
But without any attractions
你要要求他做一件对的事情，有时候变得很困难。
Sometimes it becomes very difficult to ask them to do the right things.
不是他不聪明。
It's not that they are not smart.
不是他没听到。
Not that they didn't hear you.
他现在还跟不上。
But they are not yet able to follow.
所以我们也这样子。
So it's the same as us.
我们就是信主了也是这样子。
It's the same as us even after we believe the Lord.
我就是觉得我现在还有很多跟不上主的地方。
I still feel there are so many things I'm not able to follow the Lord.
但是主不厌其烦的一次又一次的告诉我。
But Lord, over and over again tells us again.
不厌其烦的一次又一次的更正我。
Over and over again, he keeps following me.
不厌其烦的一次又一次再把新的机会给我。
And over again gives me a new opportunity.
我感谢他。
I thank him.
所以他说什么？他是把从主那里听见的告诉我们。
So he says that the Holy Spirit tells me what he received from the Lord.
而且呢，还要把将来的事告诉我。
And also tell you the things to come.
所以你知道，如果你预备有，你被圣灵充满，多有福气啊！
So how blessed you are if you prepare the oil and being filled by the Holy Spirit.
把将来的事，这不是讲算命哈。
The things to come does not mean fortune telling.
把将来的事可以讲说我们在肉身当中的将来。
The things to come, it might be the things to come in our fleshly life.
把将来的事也可以超越时代的，超越时间空间的将来。
And also things to come can also surpassing all the time limit.
所以对我们来讲，如果圣灵把我们带入一切的真理。
So to us, if the Holy Spirit would like to guide us into all truth,
如果要把我们带超越时间空间的将来，你去不去啊？
So if he would like to lead us into the future that is surpassing space and time, are you going?
如果圣灵带不动，
if the Holy Spirit cannot lead us,
如果没有被圣灵充满，
if I'm not being filled by the Holy Spirit,
如果主要把我们带超越时间空间的将来。
And then, if the Lord would like us to lead to the things to come that's surpassing time and space,
我们承受不起。
We cannot bear.
我们现在进不了。
Then we cannot enter in.
这是神很奇妙的工作。
That's an amazing work of God.
所以神叫我们活在时间当中。
So God would like us to live in time.
但又把我们要带我们进入超越时间空间的生活。
But also guide us into the life that surpasses time and space.
这除了创造宇宙万物的主，无限的神之外，谁能做这件事情？
Who can do this besides the God who creates all things, who's so unlimited?
没有一个人可以因为他很聪明，他有很好的道理可以帮助我们。
There's nobody who can help us because he's smart or he has really good doctrine.
只有神借着圣灵来做这件事情。
Only God can do this through the Holy Spirit.
所以我们如果失去了受圣灵引导的实际，这是没有办法估计的损失。
So if we lost the reality of being guided by the Holy Spirit, it's some loss that cannot be measured.
真的没有办法估计。
Truly cannot be measured.
因为圣灵是把无限的主带给我们。
Because the Holy Spirit brings us the Lord who's unlimited.
如果我们在跟随圣灵、跟随主上面落后了，那你的损失是不是一二三四五可以算出来的？
If we fall short from following the Holy Spirit, from following the Lord, then your loss cannot be counted.
所以这是件严肃的事。
So it's something very serious.
但也是一件兴奋的事。
But it's something exciting as well.
我虽然不知道，
Even though I don't know.
但他可以带我进入一切的真理。
But he is able to guide me into all truth.
不是带我们进入局部的真理。
Not just guide us into partial truths.
所以说我们就愿意完全奉献给主。
If we are willing to completely offer to the Lord.
完全伏在主的宝座前。
Completely prostrate before his throne.
你顺服主越完全。
The more you obey him completely.
你进入真理越快。
And it's quicker that you enter into a truth.
你进入真理越丰富。
And it's even more abundant that you enter into a truth.
你要明白和达到属天的实际。越容易。
It's even easier that you understand and able to reach the reality of heavenliness.
所以他说他要荣耀我。
Therefore he says that he will glorify.
因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
For he will receive from mine and shall show it unto you.
所以因为主不断地带我们。
For Lord continue to guide us.
所以看见主的荣耀就变成不是那么难的事情。
Therefore, it becomes not so hard to see His glory.
如果要我们一直想想想想出主的荣耀，对不起，我没有这个能力。
It's impossible for me to keep thinking about His glory.
但是，你如果让圣灵逐渐带我们进入一切的真理。
But if you let the Holy Spirit gradually guide us into all truth,
你就看见你在荣耀中遇见主，主又把你带到荣耀的更丰富的那个荣耀去。
Then you will see that you meet the Lord in glory. Then once again, He bring us even further in glory.
所以圣灵带领我们不是随便带我们的。
So it's not very casually for the Holy Spirit to guide us.
所以如果我们仔细去读圣经。
Therefore, if we read the Bible carefully,
你发现圣灵的工作是跟着主的工作在工作。
Then you find the work of the Holy Spirit is based on the work of the Lord.
所以圣灵呢，他一定是完成神旨意的。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit definitely fulfills the will of God.
所以如果我们要用我们的计划求圣灵来帮助呢，对不起，圣灵是完成神旨意的。
Therefore, if we would like the Holy Spirit to follow what our plan is, then sorry about that. Actually, the Holy Spirit will fulfill the will of God.
圣灵是照着主耶稣他的心意，照着父的心意来完成神所要完成的。
The Holy Spirit fulfills what God would like to fulfill based on God's will and Lord's will.
所以被油、预备油、被圣灵充满，这个经历是有内容的。
So to be filled by the Holy Spirit to prepare the oil, this experience has content.
当然，我们首先经历的时候，我们得到平安，我们得到圣灵，生命跟平安。
First, when we first experience this, we receive peace and life.
然后我们在圣灵里面呢，主帮我们带我们进入与主同死同复活的实际。
Then in the Holy Spirit, Lord guides us to enter into the actual experience of being died and also resurrect together with him.
所以受浸是什么意义？
So what does baptism mean?
不管你原来懂不懂受浸的意义。
Whether you understand the meaning of baptism or not.
但是受浸呢，照圣经告诉我们，就是受浸之后呢，我们开始要经历复活的基督。
But baptism tells us that after you get baptized, we will start to experience the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ.
他复活的生命在我们信的时候就给我们。
His resurrected life that when we get baptized, He gives to us.
但是我们受浸的时候，就是我不但是心里相信，我也口里承认，而且我也把我自己交出来。
And when we get baptized, not only we believe in our heart, but also we confess our mouth, and we also offered up ourselves.
所以我们受浸的时候是把自己交给别人，把我们浸下去，再拿出来。
Therefore, when we get baptized, we just let ourselves depend on other people to immerse us into the water and then pull us out.
我们同样一个浸池，同样的水，同样的浸池。
It's the same baptism pool and same water.
我觉得我要受浸，所以我自己跳下去，然后蹦下起来，这算不算受浸？
Is it that if I just go in and jump into the pool by myself, is that called baptized?
你受浸是归入基督的死，与他归入他的埋葬，与他一同复活。
To get baptized means that to die together with him, to bury together with him, and also resurrect together with him.
全世界没有一个死人是自己埋自己的。
The entire whole world, there is no such dead person bury himself.
如果一旦是死了，是交给别人埋的。
If one passed away, then he just gives it for other people to bury.
所以我们受浸就是承认我已经死了。
Therefore, to get baptized means that I confess that I have died.
耶稣基督钉十字架的时候已经把我这个某某人一起钉了。
When Jesus Christ was crucified, he has already crucified together with me.
所以我受浸呢，因为我已经死了，我就交给你埋葬去了。
To get baptized because I have already died, therefore I just let other people bury me.
但是神叫我从死里复活。
But God let me be resurrected from the dead.
所以我们每一个人受浸的时候，你是不是很相信帮你施浸的人啊？
So for each one of us when getting baptized, do you trust those who baptize you?
你会不会觉得说，那个把我施浸的人，他把我压下去以后，再也不把我拉起来了？
Would you feel that the person who baptized you just push you down to the water and not help you up?
不是。
Not so.
他不但把我拉起来。
Not only he pulls me up.
这要我们经历一件事，我对这个帮我施浸的人是完全的信任。
We have to experience that we completely trust the person who baptized us.
为什么我要讲这个？
Why should I say this?
因为圣经告诉我们。
For the Bible tells us.
In this way, 就照这样的方式。
It's in this way, according to this.
就是我们，你怎样交给人，你也应该要怎样交给主啊。
So how you trust the other person is the same that you should trust the Lord.
你怎样交给人，把你浸下去，拉起来，你也把你自己交给主耶稣，交给圣灵来引导你啊。
How you let the other person baptize you to immerse you in the water, you should also entrust yourself unto the Lord and to let the Holy Spirit guide you.
我们不用很强壮的人。
We don't need to be strong.
你看那个小朋友，如果他很用力的话，你把他弄到水面前很困难，对不对？
Even if a children, if he insists in himself, then it's very hard to put the children in the water.
所以如果我们哈，只要用一点自己的力气，你就发现你很难经历圣灵。
Therefore, if we use a little bit of our own strength, then it's very hard for you to experience the Lord.
对不对？你帮人家施浸，或者我们那受浸的时候，如果那个人只要稍微用点力气，你发现就没办法浸下去了。
If you help the other person getting baptized, if the other person insists on his own strength, then it's hard to let him be immersed.
想一想。
Just think about it.
你怎样被受浸？你怎样交给人，这样放心的交给人，你应当怎样把你自己放心的交给主耶稣，交给圣灵。
How you got baptized and how you just entrust yourself to the person who baptized you completely, you should also entrust yourself completely to the Lord.
所以主会把我们带到同复活的世界。
So our Lord will guide us, will bring us into the reality of resurrected together with him.
不但同复活，可能还要有时候经历同受苦。
Not together resurrect with him, but also experience suffering together with him.
这都不一定需要你明白的时候才经历。
Those do not have to be experienced once you understand them.
我记得哈，我刚信主不久。
I remember not long after I believed the Lord.
我必须先讲说，我这人耳朵是很敏感的。
I have to say that my ears are very sensitive.
啊，我眼睛也很敏锐的。
And also, I have sharp eyes.
所以呢，你讲什么呢？我虽然不记得哈，好话不记得，但坏话会记得。
So whatever you say, it might be I don't remember the good words you said, but I remember whatever the bad words you said.
你做什么动作呢？你觉得我不注意了，但很不巧，我把你都 copy 起来了。
With everything you do, it might be you might think I'm not paying attention, but actually I remember them all.
哦，这是我讲我的天然人。
That's my own natural capability.
所以呢，我可以很快的就知道这个人是怎样。
So very quickly, I will know how this person is.
哦，这个是我在还没有信主以前，有人给对我的暗中的测试，给我的结果。
So that's some comments made by people before I believe the Lord.
但是呢，有一天我信主了。
But when did I believe the Lord?
我被带到弟兄姊妹当中。
I'm being brought among brothers and sisters.
然后我经历一些事情。
And have experienced some things.
然后我回去以后。
After I return.
我也想一想。
As I think about it.
他们刚才不是说的不好的话吗？
Didn't they just say something not so nice?
他们刚才那些表现不是很不得体吗？
Didn't they just do something not so proper?
为什么我没有反应呢？
Why was it I didn't react?
如果照着我以前我会反应的。
Based on my natural self, I would have reacted.
为什么没有反应？
How come I didn't react?
因为主把我带到一个新的生活里面，新的生命在新的生活里面。
Because the Lord has brought me into this new life in this newness of life.
所以原来那个好像变迟钝了。
So my natural sensitivity becomes slow.
哦，都回来回想的时候想，哦，原来他刚才那个是一个很不得体的话。
So then when I think about it after I return home, then I realize what he said was not so nice.
所以这是新生命产生新生活。
And that's the result of new life in a new daily new living.
圣灵会把我们一步一步带进去。
And the Holy Spirit will guide us step by step.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, encourage brothers and sisters.
不要常常看自己。
Do not often look at ourselves.
要把你的眼目，把你的心放在主身上。
We should fix our eyes and our heart onto the Lord.
你一直放在自己身上，你就没有办法受圣灵引导。
If you keep looking at yourself, then you cannot be guided by the Holy Spirit.
把你自己放在主身上，你发现走过去的时候，哇，主耶稣啊，我改变了，我有些不一样。
When you put yourself onto the Lord, then you realize that as you pass through all these, you realize you've changed.
而且这个是我自己做不来的。
And those are something I cannot do by myself.
而且不是让你觉得你变坏了，而是怎么样说，我被提升到一个完全超越的层次去了。
And you don't feel that you become worse, but you are being lifted up to some surpassing level.
这个超越的层次是得胜的层次。
And this surpassing level is a victorious, overcoming level.
所以我们先前提过，主耶稣救我们之后，是圣灵给我们。
So we have mentioned that after our Lord Jesus saved us, He gives us the Holy Spirit.
然后呢，给我们新的生命，产生新的生活。
And He gives us new life, resulting in new living.
这个新的生活不但叫我们能够经历复活。而且产生盼望。
This new living not only let us experience resurrection, but also results in hope.
所以不管我们懂或者不懂，主都会带我们进入与主同做后事，同受苦，甚至要到同惹同得荣耀的方向去。
So whether we understand or not, but the Lord will guide us into being co-heir with Him and also suffer together with Him and also glorify together with Him.
他的方向就是要叫我们神儿子的生命在我们里面长大成熟。
The direction is that so the life of the Son of God shall be grow and become mature in us.
可以得着神儿子的名分。
Can receive the sonship.
那圣灵在我们身上另外一方面的工作。
And another aspect of work of Holy Spirit on us.
我刚才讲的那个部分在罗马书。
The part I just mentioned is in Book of Romans.
在另外一部分在哥林多前书。
And the other part is in 1 Corinthians.
也就是要把我们的心思变成基督的心思。
And that is to conform our mind into the mind of Christ.
如果你的思想能够跟主耶稣的思想逐渐一致。
If your mind can become the same as the mind of Christ,
这是神新造，就是全新的创造的工作。
That's the work of new creation of God.
这也是神在我们身上能够怎么讲说，要把我们更新变化的那个时机。
And that's also the reality of work that God would like to transform in us.
所以他给我们新的心思，是叫做基督的心思。
So the new mind he gives us is the mind of Christ.
所以你在哥林多前书、哥林多后书都会看到这个东西。
So we can see that in 1st and 2nd Corinthians.
他把我们做到一个地步，耶稣基督的心思成为我们的心思。
He worked on us to the point that the mind of Christ become our mind.
但是你没有办法故意去把你自己变成那样。
But there's no way that you try so hard to make yourself that way.
它中间成就的过程是圣灵工作的过程。
So this process of fulfillment is the process of work of the Holy Spirit.
这也不代表说你读懂一点东西就代表你有。
It does not mean that if you understand something means you have it.
因为心里所充满的口里就会说出来。
For whatever fills in your heart, your mouth speaks.
因为许多时候我们有些事情的反应，那些反应不是基督的反应，那就表示我们里面没有基督的心思在我们身上。
Sometimes if our reaction is not a reaction of Christ, then therefore we don't have the mind of Christ.
所以我们的全人到心思都被基督的心思，被基督所充满，被基督的心思所充满，所以我们的反应自然是基督的反应。
If we are being fully, completely being filled by the mind of Christ, then of course we become we react with, based on the mind of Christ.
这个得着是持续顺服圣灵的结果。
This is the result of gradually, continuously obeying the Holy Spirit.
是从接受圣灵的启示开始。
Starting from receiving the revelation of Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵会在我们身上做开启的工作。
So the Holy Spirit do the work of opening up on us.
如果圣灵开启我们，我们一拒绝，后面就没有了。
If when the Holy Spirit opens us, but then we reject it, then there's no more following.
所以圣灵开启我们，我们必须要接受。
So as soon as the Holy Spirit opens us, then we shall receive it. So our responsibility is to receive.
他开启我们，我们接受。
He opens us, then we receive it.
而且他使我们逐渐一个层次一个层次的明白。
Then step by step, stage by stage, we will understand.
但是这个工作不是只有在心思的层面。
But this kind of work is not just in the level of our mind.
这个工作甚至在我们生活上所有的遭遇。
It has to do with all the circumstances of daily lives.
主让我遇见这个人。
Lord, let us meet this.
碰见那件事情。
Or encounter that thing.
到那个团体当中。
Or to enter into that group.
或者遇到怎么我们不是我们自己计划的东西。
Or encounter whatever is not based on our own plans.
他要让我们知道，他是调度万有的。
He would like us to know that he is the one who arranges all things.
他在我们里面，在外面，在看得见、看不见的层次都在做工。
He is working within us, outside us, visible and invisible.
然后我们经历到一个地步，才会发现神是开恩赐给我这样那样的事情。
Then, after we experience to the point, then we realize God is so gracious to let us experience all these.
比如举个例来说好了。
For example,
你有没有经历到说，你向主要一个东西，但是主不给你，但确实呢，这是主对你的祝福。
Have you ever experienced that you ask the Lord to give you something, but the Lord did not answer your prayer, but then later on you realize it's actually a blessing from the Lord?
一般我们认为说，主如果没有听我祷告啊，主耶稣不在，我就跟主关系就什么脱节了，或者说我就离开主了。
Very often we thought that if the Lord doesn't answer my prayer, then I start to gradually drift away from the Lord.
但你有办法经历到一个地步，你认真在主面前为那个绊脚石，但是主明显的告诉你不给你。
Have you ever experienced that you really seriously negotiate with the Lord about this issue, but the Lord also clearly tells you no?
但是不给你了，你后来又发现这是恩待我才不给我。
But then later on you realize because the Lord has been gracious to you, then therefore he did not give to you.
恐怕给了我之后就毁坏我。
It might be after he gives to you, then it's actually not good for you.
啊，我只能点到为止，你们自己去想一想。
So I can just give this simple example, then you can think about it.
啊，但这个还不是心思变化的一个终点。
That's not yet the end result of the transforming of the mind.
啊，所以你要看到说怎么好事坏事都是好事。
So you have to see that whether good things or bad things are actually all good things.
我们通常是要好事不要坏事。
Often we always want the good things but not the bad things.
喜欢的不喜欢的在主面前，如果是出于主的话都是好的。
Whether we like or not like, if it's from the Lord, then it's actually all good.
然后主会把我们带到一个地步，圣灵怎样参透万事，我们也因为有圣灵的眼光可以看懂许多事情的背后。
And the Lord leads us to the point that how the Holy Spirit searches all things. Because we have the insight of the Lord, then therefore we can see through all things.
那到一个地步呢，基督的心思在我们里面就慢慢慢慢形成。
Then to the point that the mind of Christ become formed in us.
主耶稣怎样想，我们也那样想。
How Lord Jesus thinks, so do we think that way.
主耶稣怎样反应，我们也很自然那样反应。
How do Lord react? Then we also naturally react that way.
而且呢，主会很借着圣灵把我们带进到他身体的经历。
And through the Holy Spirit, Lord guide us into an experience of His body.
我讲到这，我就想到我自己。
As I mentioned this, I think about myself.
我今天能够跟弟兄们在一起聚会。
Today I can gather together with brothers and sisters.
如果从弟兄们的角度来看的话，那就是很怎么讲说很平常的事情。
From brother sister's perspective, it seems very normal.
但对我来讲
，But to me,
我能够跟弟兄姊妹在一起聚会，不是光在这里的弟兄姊妹， 就是包括以前我在台湾的那一个每一个阶段的弟兄姊妹在一起聚会。
That I'm able to gather together with brothers and sisters, not just here, but including all in Taipei or all other different places.
对我来讲，是一件重大的神迹发生在我身上。
To me, that's a great miracle happened to me.
但这个重大的神迹呢，背后是一位圣灵的工作。
But this important miracle behind it, there's the work of Holy Spirit.
我大学时代是一个很活跃的人。
I was a very active person back in college time.
所以我到大一大二呢，已经办全校性的活动。
So during my freshman and sophomore time, I was already coordinating the activities for entire school.
所以我接触人接触非常的多。
So I have interact with so many people.
大范围的接触，小范围的接触都很多。
Whether in a larger scope or smaller scope, I have interact with so many people.
这个接触在我身上不是祝福。
This kind of interaction is really not a blessing on me.
这个接触呢，让我发现人有很多很多的问题。
All those interaction with people, I realized that there are so many problems with men.
然后我又发现呢，我在面对这些问题，我从人的角度来看，没有办法可以解决。
And I also realized that there is no way I can resolve it from the perspective of man.
所以到一个地步，我就觉得这样继续混下去有什么意思啊
？So then to the point that I feel there's no meaning to continue this way.
啊，所以呢，慢慢我就觉得，我花那么多力气在这些团体当中干什么
？So then gradually I start to feel that why should I put so much of my energy in all the group activities.
我花那么多时间在这些东西干什么
？Why should I spend so much time on those？
我怀疑这些东西。
I start to doubt.
所以后来，像我这个我研究所阶段跟大学阶段就过不同的生活。
So I had a completely different life in my graduate school and compared to college.
我研究所阶段呢，就是只接触少数人。
So during my graduate school time, I only encounter a few people.
主要是少数人。
The majority are just not so many people.
我再也没有动力去办什么大活动。
I had no more motivation to coordinate the big activities.
因为我觉得有一个很严肃、很困难的问题在人当中，也在我身上。
Because I felt there was such a serious and also very difficult problem among men and also on myself.
所以我没有办法讲得很详细，因为要花太多时间，所以我不讲那么详细。
I cannot talk in details because of time.
但是呢，我就觉得说，我没有需要花那么多时间跟人在一起。
So then I felt that it was not needed for me to spend so much time with people.
但是不小心我信耶稣了。
But then I believed the Lord.
我信耶稣之后呢，我里面信了之后，我没有办法说我不信。
After I believed the Lord, there was no way I tell myself I don't believe.
但我没有想到，我信耶稣之后呢，主有带领，和主有安排。
But I did not realize that after I believed the Lord, Lord has His guidance and His plans.
所以那时候呢，我一信的时候，主被圣灵充满。
So as soon as I believed the Lord, I was being filled by the Holy Spirit.
大概第三或第四天早上就是主日。
So the third or fourth day was the Lord's day.
我早上六点钟去游泳，游泳完回来，坐在我的桌前准备写论文。
I went to swimming at 6 a.m. in the morning, and after swim, I came before my desk to start to writing my thesis.
圣灵向我说话。
The Holy Spirit spoke to me.
问我问题。
Ask me questions.
今天星期几
？What day is today？
我说星期天。
I say Sunday.
基督徒做什么
？So what does Christians do？
我想想。聚会。
I thought about it. Go to meetings.
你做什么
？So what are you doing?
我说我写论文。
I say that I'm going to write thesis.
这是一个很平常的三个问题。
Those are just very normal three questions.
今天星期几
？What day is today?
星期天。
Sunday.
基督徒做什么
？What do Christians do?
聚会。
Go to meetings.
你做什么
？How about you?
我写论文。
I write thesis.
我以为我这样回答就没事了。
I thought that I passed after I just answered those questions.
但这个声音在我心里面大概这样一这样来来去去持续三个多小时。
But this voice go back and forth in my heart for 3 hours.
如果在我身上不发生事情，
If nothing happens on me,
我那天就不会动。
Then I would not move.
但是我得救的时候，我就被圣灵充满。
But because as soon as I got saved, I was filled by the Holy Spirit.
不只有平安，
Not only peace,
还有满有荣光的大喜乐。
But also this great glorious joy.
而且我心里非常的知道。花任何的钱财，用任何的努力，用任何的方式，没有办法得到。
And I truly know that what I got is really there's no way I receive it with all the money I have.
但是经过那三个小时问来问去之后呢，这些突然不见了。
But after those 3 hours of questioning back and forth, suddenly it's all gone.
如果你没有尝过那个强度，你就不知道那个落差多大。
If you have not experienced such strong feeling that you wouldn't know the contrast.
神怜悯我，让我知道那个强度多强，那个落差多大。
God has mercy on me, so I know how strong that was and what was the great contrast.
所以当我发现那个不见了，
So after I realized it was gone,
我别无选择。
I had no other choice.
我不能再坐在那里了。
I could not sit there anymore.
我想来想去，怎么会突然不见呢？三个小时前还在啊，怎么现在不见了呢？
Then I keep thinking, how come it was suddenly gone? Because it was still there 3 hours ago.
圣灵说话，我拒绝他。
Because when the Holy Spirit speaks, I reject it.
结果就不见了。
Then it was gone.
不见了之后呢？后来我想，唯一恢复的方法，我就是他叫我，意思叫我去聚会嘛。
So then after I felt it was gone, then the only way to restore it was since he tells me to go to meeting.
所以我只好很勉强，心不甘情不愿。
So very unwillingly,
去骑我的机车，然后到我所第一个想到的聚会的地方。
I got on my motorcycle and then I went to the first place I could think of.
我到了那里，我还没进去，我光看到那里有一个牌子，他是讲他那是写他们什么时间什么时间聚会那个牌子。
So even before I enter in, I saw the sign outside to say the time of their meetings.
三个小时多前的那个圣灵充满已经回来了。
Then the feeling of being filled by the Holy Spirit that 3 hours ago is immediately coming back.
可是我到了牌子面前一看，因为他们今天聚会结束了。
But then I see the sign that I realize the meeting is already finished.
哦，结束了，我第一个反应什么？回家。
Then my first reaction was, then I should go home.
我刚刚心里才讲回家。刚刚才被回带回到三个小时之前的那个圣灵充满，一下子就没有了。
So as soon as my heart tells me to go home, then as I just returned to what was being filled by the Holy Spirit 3 hours ago, immediately it was gone again.
前三个多小时是下楼梯，一阶一阶的下，感觉不明显。
The first 3 hours before was gradually walking down the stairs.
这一次呢，是从悬崖上蹦就掉下来了。我受不了，我这完全站不住。
This time was as if falling from the cliff, then I really could not stand it.
所以我没有办法回家。
So I could not go home.
我想还有吗？
Then I thought.
另外一个五分钟的地方，过去那里看。
There's another meeting 5 minutes away, so I went there.
我去到那里，你不晓得，我想你听起来怎么感觉？我自己亲身走在那里，我说我今天在干什么？
So I was asking myself, what am I doing?
我有没有问题啊？
Don't I have some problem?
我怎么会有这种感觉和想法？
Why do I have such feeling and thoughts?
所以你知道我把车放在那个车棚里面。
So I park my motorcycle.
要往那个方向走。
Walk toward that direction.
我一边走一边说，我是不是出问题了？
As I was walking, I keep asking myself, do I have some problems?
但是我觉得有一个人好像在推我，走走走走。
I felt as if someone is pushing me to walk ahead.
走到他们门口的时候，他们招待说：“欢迎你啊！”啊，我就笑笑，哎，对。
Then when I walk toward their door, then their receptionist says that we welcome you, and then I just smile.
他们说：“谁介绍你来的？”
They ask who ask you to come.
往天上一指，我是上帝。
I just point to heaven and say God.
啊，我就没有再跟他们回应什么。
I didn't reply to them anymore.
我没有想到，我一跨进那个大门，就那么一跨进去，哇，圣灵浇灌下来。
I have not thought that as soon as I enter into the gate, the door, then the Holy Spirit poured down.
如果这只是个感觉，恐怕很快就忘记了。
If it was just a feeling, I would have forgot quickly.
但是呢，圣灵在浇灌的时候，同时说一句话说，你不可以停止聚会。
But during the pouring down of the Holy Spirit, he also said that you cannot stop gathering.
我的心啊，发现整个改变了。
Then my heart immediately changed.
我眼泪差点掉下来。
Tears almost fell down.
我心里就是不想聚会啊。
In my heart, I don't want to go to gatherings.
我心里暗暗的想，我现在不能说我不是基督徒，但是我绝对不要到基督徒当中去。
I thought to myself that although now I cannot say I'm not a Christian, but I do not want to go to be among Christians.
因为我在没有信主的时候，我是轻看基督徒的。
Because before I believed the Lord, I actually looked down on the Christians.
但是没有想到主把我推去，然后说你不可以停止聚会。
But I've never thought that the Lord pushed me there and also say that you cannot stop gathering.
那一天的讲道什么我都没听进去。
I did not listen to any of the messages that day.
我只听到那一句话说。你不可以停止聚会。
All I heard was you cannot stop gathering.
然后就从那一次到现在，我就没有停止聚会。
So ever since from that time until now, I never stopped gathering.
而且我实在经历了聚会的好处。
I truly experienced the goodness of gathering together.
但是我在聚会中，我去主教不可以停止聚会那个地方，我聚会聚，我说主耶稣啊，为什么我来这里聚会又没什么得着啊？
But after I went to the meeting at which the time Lord told me I cannot stop gather, then I asked the Lord that why is it that I've been gathering here but not receive much?
我说这个没有得着是我有什么问题还是他们有什么问题啊？
So not receive much, is it that I have some problem or they have some problems?
我一直跟主问说为什么我自己一个人亲近主，为什么我们两三个弟兄在那里亲近主这么有主的同在，为什么来到这样没有什么得着啊
？I asked the Lord, why is it when myself or two or three brothers when we come close to the Lord together, we receive much? But why is it that when I come to this meeting, that I don't receive much?
主没有跟我讲他们对还不对。
The Lord did not tell me they are right or not.
但是主跟我讲说，你可以去看一看另外一个聚会。
But the Lord told me that you can go to a different meeting.
结果我就从原来那个聚会是有一个牧师的，后来主把我带到有四个牧师的聚会。
So I went from that gathering which had a pastor, then the Lord brought me to another meeting which had four pastors.
然后到了那里呢，我同样发这个问题。
Then after I went there, I had the same question again.
为什么这么多弟兄姊妹？为什么还有四个牧师？这么多弟兄姊妹，我还是觉得没什么得着啊。
Why there are so many brothers and sisters and also even have four pastors? Why is it that I still don't feel received much?
是他们有问题还是我有问题啊？
Is it that they have problems or myself?
而且那个时候也有弟兄姊妹带我们到处去跑聚会。
And also there are brothers and sisters took us to go to all different kinds of gatherings.
差不多一年的时间。
It's been for about a year.
台北许多我们知道的聚会几乎都跑过。
We went throughAlmost all the gatherings in Taipei, which we know.
但是在我里面发一个问题。
But I had a question inside.
我的主耶稣啊，这样子跟我大学时代去跑旁听课有什么不一样啊
？I asked the Lord then, what's the difference between if I just go to different classes in college time?
是你拣选我还是我拣选你啊
？Is it you have chosen me or I have chosen you?
我说这样如果有什么认识的话，我很难讲是出于主给的。
If there's any kind of understanding or knowing from this, it's very hard for me to say it's from the Lord.
因为那边会去，因为那有个有名的人，那边会去，那边又有个有名的人，那边去，那边又有一个什么原因啊？所以说这我们东跑西跑啊。
Going to all those gatherings is because maybe some famous brother is there, or it's all different kind of reasons.
但是主就把我给我有机会经历这个。
But the Lord gave me the chance to experience this.
然后呢？又把我带到有一群弟兄姊妹当中。
Then the Lord brought me to be with a group of brothers and sisters.
这群弟兄姊妹呢，没什么太大有名的东西。
Then they are very ordinary brothers and sisters.
连一个牧师都没有。
They do not have pastor.
大家都是弟兄姊妹。
Everyone is brother and sister.
大家都在父面前。
Everyone is before the Father.
大家每个星期每个主日擘饼纪念主。
Everyone break the bread to remember the Lord together every Lord's Day.
在这个之前我还不知道什么叫擘饼聚会。
Before that, I did not even know what is Lord's table.
每个弟兄姊妹尽可能认真地读圣经。
Then every brother and sister do their best to read the Bible.
每一个弟兄姊妹尽可能在主面前学习该学的功课。
And each brother and sister do their best to learn the lesson that we need to learn.
每一个弟兄姊妹学习受圣灵的引导。
And each brother and sister learn to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
每一个弟兄姊妹尊重圣灵在对方在每其他弟兄姊妹身上的引导。
And each brother and sister honor the guiding of the Holy Spirit in another brother and sister.
在那个地方是一个另外一种情况。
It's a very different circumstances at that meeting.
但是我必须承认。
But I have to confess.
主把我虽然带到那个地方。
Even though the Lord brought me there.
我很受照顾，很受欢迎。
I'm being taken care of and being welcomed.
但是必须承认，我很多事看不懂。
But I have to confess, I did not understand many things.
那只要自己感觉有一点点不是太舒服。
If there is something I did not feel comfortable about.
我就觉得说，主耶稣，我是不是该离开了？
Then I thought, I asked the Lord that if I should leave.
我是不是该离开了？
Is it I should leave?
你知道我去主耶稣怎么回答我吗？
Do you know what the Lord answered me?
主问我说，谁带你来的？
The Lord asked me, who brought you here?
啊，我说，主耶稣，你带我来的。
I say, Lord, you took me here.
然后主就不再问我，主说谁带你来，谁带你走。
Then Lord no longer asked me another question. He just said that who took you here, then who take you away.
啊，我这一次问清楚了，好，我暂时不考虑这个事情。
So after I asked him, then for a short time, I don't reconsider other things.
过一段时间。
Then after a while.
主又，我又去问这个问题。
I asked the same question again.
主就问我说，谁带你来的？
Then Lord asked me, who brought you here?
谁带你来，谁带你走？
Who brought you here, then who take you to other place?
我在主面前问这样的问题，主给我的回答，先后差不多三年时间。
For I have been asking this question, and then the Lord answered me. It's going back and forth for about 3 years.
开恩赐给我们的事情，我们不是一下子可以明白的。
When the Lord is gracious to us and gives to us something, it's not something that we can immediately understand.
到了第三年，不晓得是满三年还是第三年，反正大概三年的时间呢，我有一天突然明白了，为什么主耶稣每次都这样问我这个问题，每次都给我这个答案。
For about 3 years, and after 3 years, then all of a sudden I started to understand why the Lord keeps asking me this and then gave me the same answer.
主，那时候我就说，啊，是不是主耶稣叫我不要问了？
Then I wonder if it's because the Lord asked me do not ask anymore.
要问呢，那我到什么时候可以？那我就想说，什么时候可以离开呢
？Then I thought, when can I leave?
总有一天会离开的。
There must be one day I leave.
这什么种情况可以离开呢
？Then under what circumstances I can?
想来想去，三个答案。
I thought about the back and forth and came up with 3 answers.
第一个答案，我死了就离开了。
The first answer, if I die, then I leave.
第二个答案，主让我真的知道这个聚会彻底变质了，不适合待在这里了，然后会离开。
Second answer is that if the Lord lets me know that this meeting is completely going astray and then it's no longer suitable to gather here, then I leave.
第三个情况就是主让我搬家，我就离开了。
Then the third is that if the Lord lets me move, then I leave.
主让我搬到很远很远的地方，不可能来聚会。
The Lord would let me just move to somewhere so far away that it's not possible to come.
所以后来我离开那个聚会，就是搬到这里来的时候。
So when I left that gathering was the time when I moved here.
但是你知道，当我这个问题放下来以后，我才开始知道说，哦，主原来要叫我知道什么叫做身体的生活。
So after I lay down this question, then I realized the Lord would like to let me learn what is the body life.
我在这个问题没有放下来以前，我管你们在做什么，我管你们在说什么，我通通不理你们在干什么。
Before I lay down this question, I actually did not pay attention. I ignore whatever they do, whatever they say.
我也拨饼，我也纪念主，我也参加一点侍奉，但是呢，其实我的心不在这里。
I also break the bread and also worship the Lord. I also serve, but actually my heart was not here.
我才不管主耶稣要做什么呢。
I did not care whatever Lord Jesus would like to do.
管你什么永远的旨意。
I did not really care about eternal purpose.
听归听啊，生活归生活。
I listen, but then I still have my own life.
但是等到问题放下了以后，主让我想说，为什么在这里的聚会跟别的地方的聚会不一样啊？
But after I laid down the questions, then the Lord let me think about why is this gathering here different from other gatherings?
为什么这么多优秀的弟兄姊妹在这里，却是这么样的谦卑啊？
Why there are so many, very good brothers and sisters here, but they are so humble?
为什么主借着许多弟兄姊妹可以给我们话语上、生命上、见证上的供应呢？
Why is it that through many brothers and sisters, then Lord can give us all the provision in life, in words?
我如果没有到第三年以后把东西把那个问题放下来，我永远看不见。
If I did not lay down this question for all the 3 years, then actually I could never see it.
我如果没有那个第三年把东西放下来，我到现在还看不见。
If I did not lay down that question after 3 years, even until now I could not see.
但是主就让我到一个地方，到个阶段可以放下来了。
But the Lord guide me to the point that I was able to lay all those down.
他就启示我神对教会的心意。
Then he revealed to me the will of God of church.
所以他先带我进入身体的生活。
So first he guide me into the body life.
然后呢，他要带我进入身体的侍奉。
Then he would like to lead me into the ministry of the body.
对不起啊，时间已经用完了，所以没有办法再讲下去。
Used up my time, therefore I have to stop here.
下次有机会我们再谈。
So we will continue to share if there's chance next time.
希望主继续把话给我们。
May the Lord continue to give us words.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit all those words back into your hands.
如果对我们有益处的，求你给我们回头的亮光。
If any words are good for us, do pray that you give us the light as we look back.
如果不是我们所需要的，不是你旨意当中的，求你啊，宝血遮盖涂抹。
If any words are not according to your will, not what you need us to know, then may your precious blood cover them.
从我们的记忆中，从我们的印象中抹去。
Blot out from our memory.
愿你照你的旨意带领我们每一位弟兄姊妹。
Pray that according to your will, guide each one of our brothers and sisters.
教我们在跟随你的事上，能够常常在受圣灵引导的实际里面。
So we can be in the reality of being guided by the Holy Spirit as we follow you.
叫圣灵，不但充满我们，也叫我们预备好迎接你自己的再来。
So the Holy Spirit not just fills us, but also we can be ready for your return.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.